My name is not Melvin Otte. Brother Otte is on his way. His flight has been delayed, and as soon as he can get in, he'll be here. But you have an unusual treat this morning. I was telling Brother Jackson earlier, I used to run relay track, and I really didn't care for running track, so I'm not bragging. And I was telling him that, did he want me to go first or last? He told me he wanted to go first, and I was tickled to death about that. Because when it was the guy that comes at the anchor, Brother Carter, that has to make up for all the mistakes and the time lost of those individuals that preceded him. So this is what you may have to do this morning. You know, I consider it an honor to stand before you, and gospel meetings have always been something special throughout my childhood. Gospel meetings was an opportunity to put the gospel out to those individuals who have not had an opportunity to hear it and give them a chance to respond to the gospel. And so certainly every occasion that we have a gospel meeting is a special occasion. We see Jesus, if you turn over to John 18:38 that Brother Lee read in our hearing, you will see that Jesus is talking about truth. And in the passage that was read in your hearing, it was talking about what is truth. And one of the things that I tried to do with my children when they were growing up is to try to get them to always tell the truth at any cost. And it's very important in our society today, Brother Beck, that people tell the truth. Jesus is our example here in the 18th verse. If you look at this passage of Scripture, you'll see that had he not said that he was the king of the Jews or this, they might have released him. If you look at that passage of Scripture, if he had just told them that everything that I said was false or a lie, they would have set him free. But because he told the truth all the way through, he was crucified for us, for our sins, so that we might have the opportunity for salvation. If you look there in that passage with us just again, and Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no guilt in this man, in him." Even though he told the truth, Pilate was able to see that he was telling the truth and that the truth was in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let me give you another example. If you turn your Bibles over to 1 Kings, the 13th chapter, we see another example on why the truth is so important. Why the truth is so important. In the verse 11, it talks about, "Now an old prophet was living in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the deeds which the man of God had done that day in Bethel. The words which he had spoken to the king, these also he related to their father." Now what had gone on in the previous chapter, as the king had made an attempt to arrest this prophet. And of course, he stuck out his hand, and when he went to arrest him, his hand withered up. And then the king saw that he was truly a prophet of God, and so he asked him to restore his hand, and of course he did that. In the 13th chapter, he runs into this old prophet, we'll see shortly. And of course, this old prophet didn't tell him the truth, we're going to find out later on in this particular passage of Scripture. God had told him that when he traveled, not to return by the route that he went, not to take any food or lodging from anyone along the way. And of course, this young prophet knew what the truth was, but we're going to find out as we look in this passage of Scripture that he ignored it, even though he knew the truth. And there, of course, is a lesson in this for us. In the 14th verse, it talks about, "So he went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak. And he said to him, 'Are you the man of God who came from Judah?' And he said, 'I am.'" And at that particular point, he brought him back to his father. And he says, "I want you to stay here and dine and eat with me." And the young prophet said, "I can't do this." He said, "I've been instructed not to sit under anybody's table, take any food, or return by the route that I came." And then the old prophet told him a lie. He says, "I too am a prophet. And I was told that you could do this." And the young prophet sat down and ate with him. And as you continue to read there in the 13th chapter, you'll find that in the morning he got up, and when he was on his way, a lion killed him. God saw to him that he died because he did not do as God has instructed him. We, as Christians today, have the same responsibility to follow the truth. We may not have the same consequences where a lion tears us apart as it did with the young prophet, but we have a responsibility to tell the truth and be involved in the truth. And we here at Stony Island make that pledge that we will tell you the truth. and we will tell you the truth. There are other observations where we are to tell the truth, but at this particular time, I wanted to turn it over to Brother Carter to take up the next portion thereof. Brother Carter.
Technology is at work here. This morning, I'm not going to tell you I'm not Brother Otey. You know that already. I'm simply going to tell you, talk about what is true. From the verse that was read for your hearing in John chapter 18, in the verses number 32, we'll revisit that later. But let us take a moment and go to God in prayer. Bow with me if you would. O Lord, our righteous God, which art in heaven, we thank you this morning for blessing us and allowing us to be here. We thank you this morning that all is well with each and every member that's here this morning. We pray that all is well with each and every member that's here this morning. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you have blessed us and enabled us to come out to hear thy word. We thank you that this is the beginning of our gospel meeting, and we thank you for the leaders who pre-planned this gospel meeting and for the church who is supporting this gospel meeting. We thank you, O Lord, that the gospel meeting shall begin in earnest in a little while, but in the meantime, we shall just give a quick intro, if you will. If you be your will, O Lord, allow us to break unto the church the bread of life. Be with us now, O Heavenly Father, and watch over and keep us in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. From that verse of chapter 18 of John, in the 38th verse, the Bible says, Pilate saith unto them, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. When we examine the word truth, it refers to the absence of a lie. It means what I'm saying is to be or should be believed. In the text of that John chapter 18 and verse number 38, we find Pilate himself asking a question. He says, What is truth? Since we have given already a simple definition, we have a very good idea that truth should contain no lie, but be based on fact or facts. So with that said, in the text, a very true statement was made. He said, I find no fault in him at all. How can one who is divine be found except we find truth? Jesus, from his early days on this earth, presented himself in truth. In Matthew chapter 1, if you remember in Matthew chapter 1, the Bible said he was to be the Savior of his people. That's around about verse number 21, speaking of the birth of Jesus that was to come. Because he would save his people from their sin. Sin is nothing but a lie. Therefore, if I would be able to save, I must be full of truth. And Jesus is full of truth. Truth can stand on its own, but a lie must be propped up. And it doesn't count where some may say, I only told a little lie. Or some may even say, I told a half lie. But when you break it all down, if a half truth is simply a whole lie. And when you consider the fact of the matter, if you tell a half-truth and a half-lie, what do you have but the whole lie? Because the whole thing matters in terms of what you're talking about. If the Jews had heard and were not so fired up to kill Jesus, then Pilate's statement should have been accepted where he said, I find no fault in him. In Psalms chapter 25, in the verses number 5, the psalmist went to God, asking him to lead me in the way of thy truth and teach me for thou art God of my salvation. Now, no one wants to be taught a lie, I don't think. No one wants to be taught a lie. All who love the Lord want to be taught in truth, and the Lord is truth. In Psalms chapter 33, in the verses number 44, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. So when you divide it up, cut it up, and break it up any way you want to, the truth is the right way to go. Look at the text again. Pilate saith unto them, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault. But notice how he finishes off. He says, I find in him no fault at all. I can't find anything to find fault with this man. I can't find any untruth in this man. I can't find what you're saying in this man. If you notice up in verse number 36, the Bible says of John 18, my kingdom, Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews? But now is my kingdom not from hence. And then in verse number 37, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king? Jesus answered, thou sayest, I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witnesses unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. So what does that put us as members of the Lord's church, as Christians? We must tell the truth. We must know the truth. We must learn the truth, and we must follow the truth. Do you remember those Jews? They were so dead set on crucifying Jesus Christ. They were so dead set on crucifying Jesus that even a partial lie would have been fine. But they told a whole lie. In Acts chapter 2 and verse number 36, there was a stern warning to them that said that same Jesus that the Jews crucified had become the Lord and Christ over them. What is truth? Truth, then, is living life as a child of God. What is truth? It is being obedient to a just God. What is truth? It is realizing that a lie that one lives on this earth shall come back at the day of judgment. A lie caused Jesus to be crucified, but the truth can save our souls. If you're not this morning a member of the Lord's church, if you're not this morning a member of the Lord's body, we're going to give you an opportunity right now. And I was told this morning that I was to do a sermonette. So I'll tell you, if you do a sermonette, that means you get up, speak up, and sit down. But sometimes the preacher finds it difficult to sit down. Sometimes the preacher can't sit down when you want him to sit down. Sometimes the preacher has to get all that's in him, out of him. But I tell you something. If you want to know truth, know the Lord. If you want to know a lie, know the word. If you want to live the truth, you must follow Jesus as an example. And you know, I'm oftentimes amazed at what the truth is all about. The truth can make me, when I'm wrong, be right. The truth can make me and you, when we're wrong, to be right. How does that happen, preacher? Well, very simple. The truth will make you change your mind if you are a Christian believing in the Word of God. The truth will teach you that no matter how good a lie sounds, it is not the truth. The truth will teach us that when all is said and done, when all seems well, the truth must come out and we must live by the righteous word of the living God. And I'll tell you a little experience I shared with Sister Bullard yesterday. I passed some Jehovah's Witnesses yesterday. And I offered them a flyer for our meeting today. And then the lady offered me one of her books, and I said, I choose book. She said, well, here, take your paper back. Take your flyer back. I said, but this is telling what is truth. This is talking about what is truth. See, some people don't want to know the truth. They don't want to hear the truth, so the truth may make them change. And if truth can make me change, well, I'm a living example. Truth made me change. And if truth can make us change, then isn't it wonderful to have the truth? Isn't it wonderful to know that God is real? Amen. Isn't it wonderful to know that God is the only one that's going to judge us in the end? Amen. And isn't it wonderful to know that if we live righteously, we can be standing in front of a just God one day? Amen. And standing in front of a just God means that I will get my just reward.
All things are ready. Come to the feast. Come.